Welcome to the Voice of Albertans with Disabilities podcast for March 2024. I'm Teresa Makravich, your host and VADS Program and Service Manager. Thanks for joining us today. Voice of Albertans with Disability gratefully acknowledges that what we call Alberta is the traditional and ancestral territories and gathering place for the diverse Indigenous peoples whose histories, languages, and cultures continue to influence our vibrant communities. We make this acknowledgement as an act of reconciliation and gratitude to the many First Nations, Métis settlements, and the six regions of the Métis Nations of Alberta and Inuit who have lived in and cared for these lands for generations. Hi, hi. VAD has been talking with local agencies to learn about the resources available to the disability community. And in today's podcast, I'll be talking to Brad from Public Interest Alberta. Public Interest Alberta is a nonprofit, nonpartisan, province-wide organization focused on education and advocacy on public interest in issues. PIA exists to foster an understanding of the importance of public spaces, services, and institutions in Albertans' lives and to build a network of people and organizations committed to advancing the public interest. Thank you, Brad, for coming on the podcast to discuss the resources Public Interest Alberta provides. Together we hold the power. Can you take a moment and please introduce yourself?
Sure. Yeah, my name is Bradley LaFortune. I use he, them pronouns. I live on Treaty 6 territory in Amaskwichi, Wiskiakan, Edmonton, and I am the Executive Director of Public Interest Alberta.
Perfect. Thank you. So, can you tell us who Public Interest Alberta is as an organization, Brad?
For sure. Yeah. So Public Interest Alberta is a nonprofit organization. We are supported by individual members from across the province and organizations like VAD. And what we do is we advocate mostly to the provincial government for public services and public spaces and public institutions to be strong, to be strengthened, and to make sure that everyone is included so that Alberta is a place for everybody. We have been around for 20 years now, and it's an organization that provides a lot of resources to individuals, from trainings on how to lobby and talk to elected officials to how to develop campaigns for changes to public policy. And we do a lot of activism as well and solidarity work with different organizations to push for positive changes to the provincial government.
That's wonderful. Can you give us some history about your organization?
Yeah, so about 20 years ago, a group of individuals and organizations got together. It was a time when there were a lot of cuts to services and programs, especially at the provincial level. And there weren't a lot of voices from organizations that were talking about the impacts of those cuts to services and programs. So what those people did is they got together, they formed a society under the Societies Act and came up with Public Interest Alberta to sort of counter a lot of what was happening at the time during the Klein years. There were a lot of cuts to healthcare and social services for folks. And there was a real need to provide that alternative voice and bring people together. One of the things that PIA does really well, I think, is it brings diverse voices together and kind of a convening space. So there's lots of different opportunities to get involved at task forces and committees and on the board. And really what separates, I guess, us from other organizations that are lobbying for business interests and other private interests is that we don't have a profit motive at all. What we're focused on is public services and public institutions and, the types of programs and services that really support people. And in Alberta, that's a much needed sort of perspective. And we've been getting, larger and stronger over the years. We have several hundred members, and we're really focused on providing that sort of alternative perspective based on good evidence that, it's good for people, it's good for society, and it's good for the economy too, to make sure that everyone is taking care of everybody. So that's really what we're all about.
That's awesome. I noticed you hit on inclusion for all and diverse voices brought together. I really like that.
Yeah, so important.
How does Public Interest Alberta help people in the community?
Well, in many ways, we try to help voices in the community. I'd say, like, first and foremost, part of our like philosophy or big idea is that advocacy only really works if you make sure that people from impacted communities are engaged and not only involved and listened to, but really given leadership roles, and that, we're following the lead of communities. So, for example, when you talk about, folks living with disabilities who are engaged with VAD and, the Advocacy Federation and other organizations, we have a task force. It's called the Human Services and Poverty Task Force that I'm really stoked about because, more than half of the individuals who are part of PIA and part of that task force also have living experience and can really bring that experience to the table when it comes to, long-standing issues with accessibility and inclusion, on the subjects of housing, transportation, public transportation, all those kinds of issues. And so what I think that we offer is that space and those resources to have those meetings. And then we also have a lot of, tools and tricks when it comes to developing our campaigns that we can support individuals with. So, for example, we have a lot of online campaigns where we have, the opportunity to send in letters, petitions to elected officials. And we also provide like training as well. A lot of times what we run up to with our work is folks, even myself thinking like, oh, like I don't know if, that politician is going to give me the time of day, or I don't know exactly how to be persuasive and, have the right message. But just like that's their job, is to listen to all of us. And so one of the things that we provide tangibly is training for people, to just like develop their message and their argument and their story to feel confident going in and having those conversations with elected officials to hopefully get them to, make better policies ultimately. So that's one thing that we do. We also provide an annual conference that folks who are listening today can definitely join us for. We're planning on doing one in the fall. So it's a 2-day conference that has a whole bunch of great speakers, good opportunities to develop skills for advocacy and activism, and lots of training. So that's one thing that we offer as well. And then otherwise, just day to day, we're trying to make sure that we're making space for voices from different communities in social media and in the media to amplify those voices on the issues that really matter to our communities.
Okay, just a quick question on that. If someone is looking for an advocate, can I send them your way, or is it more advocacy training that you would help them with?
No, we can definitely help people with individual advocacy needs as well, for
Okay,
sure.
good to
Yeah.
know. What are some of the projects Public Interest Alberta has done in the community?
Oh, yeah. We've been really busy the last couple of years. So I would say the biggest thing that we're focused on right now is affordable and accessible and adequate housing. That's our big campaign. So we're really proud to work with the City of Edmonton and advocate for investments in new affordable housing in their last budget cycle. It was a 4-year budget cycle, and the City of Edmonton made historic levels of investment in affordable housing. And that was thanks to the work of like individual members at PIA who raised their voices and called for that. We call our campaign Housing for All. And so that's really important for us. We're not just talking about, near market rent or non-market rental suites. That's really important. That's the affordability piece, but also thinking about like how and where we develop new housing that is accessible and is like in the right place for people so they can get around when it comes to mobility issues, accessibility as well. So we've been working on the housing campaign for the last couple of years, and it's really tricky because you need all governments together, the federal government, the provincial government, and municipal government. But one thing that I'm really, really proud of is the amount of investment that's been made by the City of Edmonton and the City of Calgary as well in their last budgets. And we've really been focused on that. And now we're really just trying to like raise the alarm, like a lot of folks, whether they're, living on income supports or working 2 or 3 jobs, are really having, challenges making ends meet, and rent is just going up and up and up. So we worked really closely with MLA Janice Irwin, who I imagine is very familiar to everyone who's listening today, to support and help develop a bill of a law for rent control. So that's going to be debated here in the spring in the legislature. It might not pass because Janice is an opposition MLA and the UCP generally doesn't support the NDP stuff, but just continuing to like work with, folks who will work with us to try to come up with solutions on the housing piece, because that's just such a challenge for so many folks right now. So that's one. The other one that we're focused on is, income supports and AISH as well. Like we're trying to make sure that, when it comes to any tweaks to those programs, that, people are, who are using those programs are front and center with any changes. Like you think about, obviously, the big one is like the time that, people receive AISH payments, for example, right? And how much stress that can cause, even with just like a week or two change. And so we're advocating to the provincial government to make sure that, any changes include the voices and actually listen to the people who are, using those programs. That's a big one for us. So those are a couple. I would say, like, generally speaking, what we're trying to focus on is that Alberta really needs a sustainable revenue system in order to strengthen public services. Our healthcare system is really strained right now. Our education system is really strained right now, and our income supports and social services are really strained right now. So, what we're seeing is these like slow and sometimes fast cuts to those services, and it's really not the right path. And so we're advocating to the provincial government to make sure that, we're getting off that oil roller coaster, right? When it comes to revenue going up and down, and thinking about taxation as well, and good taxation so that we can provide services for people who need them,
Yeah, I agree. Good thoughts
Yeah.
there. You've already touched on this a bit, but can you share your thoughts on how Public Interest Alberta contributes to the disability community to help better people's lives?
For sure. Yeah, I mean, that's a big one. I think that, like, first and foremost, it's so frustrating to see that lots of governments and organizations almost forget about the disability community when they're developing policy, or there's a bit of a sort of just a passing reference to the importance of accessibility and inclusion and disability when it comes to, whether it's public transportation, housing, healthcare, education, you name it. And so what we try to do at Public Interest Alberta is make sure that we have like a lens on disabilities through everything that we develop. So we work really closely with VAD, Sam Mason, shout out to Sam. She's on at least two of our committees, maybe more. She's everywhere, making sure that we're thinking about when we develop policies that we are recommending to the governments, that we have a strong disabilities lens on them. And so I think that's really important. Again, it kind of loops back to what I was talking about earlier. It's so fundamental to make sure that leadership within Public Interest Alberta comes from the communities that have experience and know what it's like to live under policies that don't work for folks. So what we try to do is make sure that, we foreground those voices and we give a lot of space and hold space for when we develop policies to advocate that really relies on the true living experience of folks living in the disabilities community. We also provide, more tangibly, we try to provide, like I said earlier, some training and advocacy, like self-advocacy training as well, right? So we do town halls and we do lobby days and we do campaigns, letter writing campaigns, and just do that kind of skills sharing and skills building with everyone who's a member of PIA. So that's something that, like, if folks are interested, they can join PIA today and then check out, kind of the offerings that we have to support people who might want to get a little bit more political. We're not partisan, we're not with any one party, but we do believe that, advocacy is for everyone, right? And if we're going to change the world, we need to make sure that we're giving people the tools that might help support, just strengthening the voices to decision makers to make sure that we're not, being ignored and being left out of the conversation.
Okay, can you tell us how to get a hold of Public Interest Alberta, become involved, and is there a cost to join?
Absolutely, I can tell you about that. So we want to make sure that our organization is barrier free. So individual memberships are $50 per year, $20 for low income folks, and that's self-identifying. And then if there are any barriers to those individual costs of becoming a member, we do support people becoming members cost free as well. We make sure that cost is not a barrier to entry and to engagement. People can get involved by going to the website. If you have access to the internet, it's pialberta.org. Pialberta.org, and you'll see a tab right at the top that says join. You can check it out there. The other thing that you can do is find us, if you want to send a letter or a card, like in person, you can find our address. I can give it here too. It's 12323 Stony Plain Road. I can't remember the postal code off the top of my head, but it's pretty easy to find there. And you can do it that way. Otherwise, you can call me on my work line anytime. Send me a text. My phone number at work is 780-901-1177, and we can talk about how people can get engaged.
Perfect. What is an interesting fact about Public Interest Alberta that everyone should know?
Oh, that's such a good question. Oh my gosh. There's so many things. Okay, top of mind, an interesting fact that people should know about Public Interest Alberta. Wow, let's see. Well, we have, I think it's interesting. We have successfully, our most successful campaign that I'm really excited about in the recent years is $10 childcare for all. We worked on that really closely with a lot of organizations, including VAD, and Alberta signed on to it, which was kind of surprising given that, former Premier Jason Kenney really didn't want to do it. The other interesting fact, I'm going to sneak two in. I know it's like maybe cheating, but we're really focused on member engagement in this past year. And so one thing that I'm really excited about, I think is really interesting, is we have been to so many communities outside of Edmonton and Calgary in the last year. We've been to Drayton Valley, Wetaskiwin, Leduc, Lethbridge, Medicine Hat, Red Deer, planning on getting up to Grand Prairie. I'm going to be in Wetaskiwin on the 27th of February. And so we're just dotting the province, which is pretty exciting. And I think that that's really interesting as well, because there's so many issues in rural and small towns in Alberta that we really want to connect up with. So if folks are out there outside of bigger cities, we definitely want to hear from you as well, because we're planning on expanding and making sure we're in every corner of the province.
Perfect. Well, thank you for your time and energy today, Brad. Your support of the community is of value to all. Is there anything else you want to say that I haven't asked you?
Oh my gosh. Well, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for having me here today. And thank you for your energy and the great conversation. And I also want to thank everyone out there in the community for everything they're doing to advocate for themselves and for other people in the province, because it really does make a difference. Advocacy, it really is for everyone. And, I see it every single week when I'm working with folks who are on our committees from the community, and it really makes a difference. And so I just want to say thank you to the community as well for everything they're doing to, make Alberta a better place for the disabilities community and for everyone. So, yeah, just keep up the good work.
Wonderful. Thank you again for joining us today. Voice of Albertans with Disabilities is a cross-disability nonprofit organization of and for people with disabilities. We are guided by the principles of accessibility, equity, and inclusion. You can learn more about VAD services on our website at vadsociety.ca or call 780-488-9088 for more information. If you have a topic you would like to hear more about in a podcast, please email myself at vad@vadsociety.ca with topic ideas, speaker suggestions, or your feedback. Thanks again, Brad, for your input today. Signing off, together we hold the power.